Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1176, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. And I love listening to and now reading your questions. So if you want to send one in, you can email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to send in an audio question, the short link is oldpodcast.com/ask. You can also call and leave a message at 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, I'm sure you're excited to hear today's question. So let's finally get to it as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Trish from the UK writes, "Hi, I struggle with weight training. I'm relatively new to doing it properly, as in I just started in January this year. I only have my husband's weight blocks to use and have been trying to lift twice a week, splitting upper body and lower body. My problem is I can't lift heavy enough to work the muscle enough, I don't think. I hope that makes sense." Thank you so much for your question, Trish. I'm thrilled that you've been so consistent with resistance training, and I'm pretty sure I understand your question. It sounds like increasing your strength is a goal you would like to achieve, but you're concerned that your current routine may not be intense enough to lead to real strength gains. You're worried that in order to increase your muscular strength, you may not be performing the right types and volume of exercises to promote this. Now, since you've been at this for several months and haven't achieved the goals you've set, it sounds like it is time for a change. The American College of Sports Medicine is considered one of the most respected organizations when it comes to evidence-based exercise recommendations. And luckily, they have created some strength training guidelines that we can use. Now, I've created a chart to represent these tips, and I'll be sure it's posted on our social media, but I will discuss them here as well. Since your goal is to build strength, again, the American College of Sports Medicine says to aim for only 3 to 5 repetitions per set. This means that the weight should be heavy enough so that you can only lift it 5 times maximum. On the other hand, it shouldn't be so heavy that you can only lift it 1 time. If you're not very experienced, trying to lift a heavy weight only 1 time, what we often refer to as your 1 rep max, can lead to injury. You can perform multiple sets of the same exercise with the goal of getting 3 to 5 repetitions per set. Just know that when you lift heavy, you need a longer break in between sets to recover and regain your strength. So, before picking up the weight again and trying to lift it another 3 to 5 times, meaning before you start another set, rest those muscles for 2 up to 3 minutes. Finding how much weight you can actually lift 3 to 5 times will take a little bit of trial and error. So pick up the weight, make sure your form is perfect as you perform the moves, and if you're finding you could easily lift that weight more than 5 times, it's time to put that weight down and find a heavier weight. When it comes to finding a heavier weight, a good rule of thumb is to add no more than 5 pounds at a time for upper body exercises and no more than 20 pounds for lower body exercises. If your goal is to build strength and you kind of want that Greek statue look at the same time, you can aim for a higher number of repetitions per set. Think 8 to 12 repetitions per set. So here, the weight isn't going to be so heavy, but just heavy enough so that you can lift it between 8 and 12 times without stopping. Again, you can perform multiple sets here too. Because the weight you're lifting is not as heavy, your rest period can be between 1 to 2 minutes instead of 2 to 3 minutes. Now, if you want more of a cardio workout along with your strength training, cut that rest period down to 30 up to 45 seconds. Now, I would only recommend doing this for those who have been working out for a while. Now, I threw a lot of numbers at you. If it was difficult to try to visualize all of this information, I will have our old podcast team post a chart to help you navigate through these recommendations. I am a very visual person. I'm way more likely to remember something when I see it as opposed to hearing someone talk about it. So if that's you, I completely get it. Now, something else to consider is mixing things up every so often. You don't want to lift heavier weights in the 3 to 5 repetition range forever. You'll want to give your body a break and perform more repetitions with lighter weights occasionally too. Let me give you an example. Let's say for the last 3 weeks, you've been performing your upper lower body split and have been following this 3 to 5 repetition range. Now might be a time to then change things up. Give your body a break from lifting this heavy weight and use a lighter weight instead. Now, because you'll be lifting lighter weights, you'll find that you can perform more repetitions, and that's perfectly fine. When lifting lighter weights, you can aim to lift the weight 12 to 15 times instead of just 3 to 5 times. You'll find that this feels a lot different, and that's a good thing. What I like to do is incorporate both styles into my workouts. Some days I lift heavy, other days I lift lighter weights. By doing this, it will force your muscles to adapt in different ways, which is important for their growth and building strength. And be sure that you give yourself enough rest days in between. For most people, I would say one rest day should do the trick, but no more than 2 days of rest in a row. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again so much for sending in your question, Trish. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Email health@oldpodcast.com or come by oldpodcast.com/ask to record your question straight from your computer. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.